So this is an evil Chick-fil-A employee?
Apparently, yes.
Oh, my God, there is one. It'll be the door's pleasure to hit you on the ass on the way out. As I mentioned before, I usually use Alexa to wake up in the morning.
Yeah.
Okay. And my girlfriend, Melissa, she's starting a brand new job today at MTSU, and she's excited about it.
Sure.
And I'm very proud of her. And she said, would you set an alarm for me at 6 and then 6:15 with Alexa? And I went, all right. So we saw the Jackson 5, or we saw the Michael movie over the weekend. I said, okay, well, I'll set it to wake you up to some Jackson 5 music.
Sure.
Kind of thing. So I go in there.
Wake me up.
That's
fun.
Yeah.
So I go into the bedroom and I talk to Alexa. Say, Alexa, set an alarm for 6 a.m. tomorrow morning to I Want You Back by the Jackson 5. We have two Alexas. One is in the bedroom, and the other one that my girlfriend got at a garage sale somewhere is in the bathroom. So Alexa says, setting an alarm for 6 a.m. to I Want You Back by the Jackson 5. And then 2 seconds later, I hear the other Alexa going, setting alarm for 6 a.m. And I went, oh, wait, no, we don't need two alarms. So I got to go turn that one off and leave this one on. So I had to go in there and shut the bathroom door and go in there and quietly whisper to the other Alexa. I said, Alexa, cancel 6 a.m. alarm. It's 6 a.m. alarm. Cancel. Okay. So then I had to go back.
But you got to make sure the other one didn't hear it. The other one didn't hear it.
So I'm like hiding from one Alexa talking to another Alexa.
So we have the Google Chrome set up. Same thing.
Okay. Yeah,
but no, so every morning when I get up early to come in here, I have to go in the closet and whisper to my Google. I'm like, Google, turn on closet.
See? I'm glad I'm not alone and I have to whisper from our smart devices.
Oh, my God. Keeping secrets between the Alexa. By the way, I like you more.
That's right. You're my favorite. I don't care what the other Alexa says. I like you best.
Let's just keep it between us.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
So, The Devil Wears Prada 2, after 20 years, very, very popular.
Mm.
$77 million over the weekend at the box office.
Wow.
Doing way better than even they expected.
Right.
Coming in second, the Michael Jackson biopic, still made 50-some million dollars.
Yeah, it's been a huge money.
Exactly. And The Devil Wears Prada 2, my quick review was I was really kind of enjoying the whole thing until about halfway through, and then it got super boring.
That's so sad.
I know.
That's so disappointing.
I know. I thought it was really fun for a while. We were getting those, really just cut to the bone one-liners from Meryl Streep.
And, yeah.
Yeah, and then it just got really boring.
I've loved all the teasers I've seen. Very curious now.
I mean, it's a great line from Nigel. Ooh, look what TJ Maxx dragged in. That's hilarious.
Yeah, I like that.
That's hilarious.
Funny.
That's
really
what
funny.
We love.
I like that.
Yeah, when it gets into the corporate intrigue, it falls apart.
Okay. Spirit Airlines decided over the weekend, you know what? We're done with the high price of jet fuel and whatnot, and they've been about to go out of business for like 10 years.
Yeah.
They finally decided, okay, we're done. And they just pretty much pulled everybody out of the airports and left passengers stranded. So they had to go find other airlines to fly home.
That's
on.
Awful.
And sometimes paying
imagine.
A lot. Yeah.
Yeah. I know. So. Some of the other airlines were giving people discounts in an emergency.
Yeah.
So. I'm surprised they didn't cash it in, though. Like, really?
Right.
Yeah. Like, oh, we can up this.
It was their chance to, like, okay, yeah, we're gonna look like good guys, but guess what? Tomorrow,
yeah.
Everything's double.
Adam, you had a good point. It's like, what do they do with all those airplanes?
I'm really curious about that. Like, I mean, that's an entire fleet.
Like is it going to be like a police auction?
Right? Wait,
I want to go to that auction.
I want a plane. I'll just park it somewhere and live in it. It'd be fun.
They now become Spirit Halloween stores.
Yes.
They just have to add one word to the outside.
Spirit Halloween.
Have you seen
in the sky?
The plane that's done up like a Spirit Halloween?
No.
Yeah, I saw it's a mock-up online. I saw
Oh, really?
It. Yeah, it says Spirit Halloween. It's done up like they do the big banners and all that.
That sounds hilarious.
I thought it was actually a legit plane, but it's probably AI, I'm sure.
Yeah. Question everything.
Adam, what you got for us?
So if you are Gen X or millennial, Pizza Hut is bringing back their book program. So if you, it's for kids. Yeah. It's so starting May 1st, which was a couple days ago. Anyway, June 1st through August 31st, you can enroll in the program. It's called Book It. It's for kids K through 6th grade. But yeah, you can earn a free personal pan pizza.
You have to read like so many books.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that from school. Yep.
Yeah. Oh, I miss it so much.
Yeah, and you get a personal pan pizza.
That was like the highlight
pizza.
Of my day.
Yeah, yeah, that's very cool. Every Monday, it's the grotesque fun of the Woody and Jim Joke Off. We tell terrible jokes, bad jokes, dad jokes, back and forth. First person to laugh loses. Adam is here as our referee. All right, shall we begin?
Yes.
Let's do it.
What
Come
if
on.
I said no? All right. What do you know? I don't have a reputation for taking care of my body.
Mm.
So when I paid for a membership to the gym for the whole year,
yes.
Credit card company called and said, was your card stolen?
Jim, what happens when a microscope and a telescope run into each other?
I don't know.
They kaleidoscope.
Did you hear about the big Lego sale?
No.
People were lined up for blocks.
That was good.
Jim, you know, I have a Polish friend who is a sound engineer.
Yeah.
I have a Czech one, too. Czech one, too.
International joke.
No, that's great.
A caveman and a bear walk into a bar.
Yes.
The bartender says to the caveman, what's your story? The caveman says, bear with me.
That's good. How about a Star Wars joke?
Sure.
Why do they refer to Darth Vader as Lord Vader?
I don't know.
Because if they refer to him as Master Vader, all the stormtroopers would giggle.
Like that?
Mm-hmm. That was an Adam giggle.
Pink Pony Club. Pink Pony Club. The worst sandwich I ever had.
Nice.
I was wondering where you're going with that.
Jim, on Sesame Street, what is Ernie's favorite dessert?
I don't know.
Sherbert.
My friend was struggling to pay his water bill, so I sent him a sympathy card that said, get well soon.
Jim, scientists have done a study on the effects of alcohol on your ability to walk. The results are staggering. All right. We put it to bed for another week.
Just remember, if you steal one of these jokes and tell it as your own, you're stealing twice, because we stole it from somebody in the first place.
So, yeah, this is secondhand jokes.
I have a question for you guys.
Okay.
Going into a parking space, do you just pull right in, or do you take the extra effort to back into your parking space so you can just go forward when you leave?
If I have the room, yes, I always back in.
I always back in.
Yeah.
So you guys want an exit plan.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's about 100%. Getting out of there fast.
I want to hit the gas like I'm leaving the bat cave.
And I will inconvenience anybody who's like waiting to get past me.
Yeah. That
because
is
I will absolutely
concern.
Pull in. Yes. No.
Yeah.
It's what I do. I back into my garage. I'm back in at work.
But I've seen you drive. You're a confident driver.
Yes.
You can do it. You're very skilled.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whereas some people like, okay, wait, I'm going to back in. And they need like 14 tries. To
right.
14
point turn.
Yeah,
exactly. To get it just right, to get in between the lines. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I can't stand those people.
Yeah.
But I mean, do it well.
In the day of backup cameras, like how hard is it?
It's not. Much easier now.
It's much easier.
Yeah.
I mean, I couldn't parallel park until I got a backup camera. I'm not going to lie about that.
The backup camera is the reason why I think a lot of people don't back in. Because like, oh, now I can see what's behind me. It's easy to pull out.
True.
What does that say about you?
That you back into your parking spot.
It's really more about, what does that say about you leaving?
Okay.
That you're like trying to form an escape route.
100%.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, because, when you Irish goodbye, you want to just be gone.
And that's where I shine, is the Irish goodbye. I got to be able to go.
You don't want to, like...
My signature move.
maybe in that extra 3 seconds where you're backing up in reverse, that somebody could come out and go, hey, wait.
Yeah. If you back in, you know how you're getting out.
Yeah.
You have a plan in your head.
Everything's about the exit. Do you guys also have like a go bag with a cell phone in it so that like at any moment you can just ditch your current life?
Oh, yeah.
And, live on the run?
I've thought about it. I'm not going to pretend otherwise. I do not have one yet, but I've considered it.
In the perfect world, you go into a parking lot if you can pull through one spot into the next one. That's my favorite.
That's yes.
Okay.
Because you don't have to back in, but you're as though you're backed in.
Yeah, that's like finding a wallet with $20 in it.
It's the best day ever.
I don't even have to back up at all.
Like saying Jesus is here and he brought chocolate. Yay! It is Gender Wars time, as always, brought to you by our friends at Tree Fellers. Need some trees removed from your life? They can help you out. Go to localtreefellers.com. All right, for the ladies, we have Candace on the line. I have to push these buttons.
Hello, right. Candace.
Good morning.
And for the guys, we have Naresh. How you guys doing?
Hey. We're doing awesome.
All right, we start with a warm-up question.
Yeah, get to know you. Candace, how often do you change the sheets?
That's my get-to-know-you question?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, as often as I need to.
That's a good plan.
That is
yeah.
such an excellent evasive answer.
What does that look like?
You're welcome.
She says, for me to know and you to find out.
That's right.
Naresh, what about you? How often do you change the sheets?
I'm in an ideal world weekly. I'm not going to say that always happens, but that's the plan.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. You each have a screw you can use if you get in trouble. Let's begin.
All right, Candace, did the movie Speed take place on a bus, a plane, or a train?
A bus.
A bus.
That's correct.
Good job.
Good start.
All right, Naresh, does the long-running series Grey's Anatomy take place in Seattle, Chicago, or St. Louis?
Oh, I think Seattle.
Yes.
Yep. Good job.
All right.
Okay, Candace, what Middle Tennessee mall is home to the Bass Pro Shop?
Opry Mills.
Opry Mills.
You got it.
Okay.
Good job.
All right. You guys are just smoking through these things.
All right, Naresh, because you're worth it is the slogan of what brand of cosmetics?
Oh, no.
You got this, Naresh.
Oh, my gosh. The Maybelline?
No. Oh, it's L'Oreal.
L'Oreal.
Oh, that was my first guess. Shoot.
Should always go with that. It's just like they told you in school.
All right. If you get this one right, then you wrap up a victory, Candace. All right. Toronto NBA team, the basketball team from Toronto, is named after what dinosaur?
I don't know. I'm just going to have to go with Tyrannosaurus.
No. It's the Raptors. The Raptors.
There's a bird.
Okay. I don't know sports, but I actually knew that one.
I would have gone Tyrannosaurus too, so good for you.
All right, Naresh, you have a chance to tie it up.
All right, Naresh, former Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is currently dating what pop singer?
Oh, is it Katy Perry?
Yes,
it is
Katy Perry.
Astronaut Katy Perry.
Astronaut Katy Perry. Please remember, she is a fully qualified astronaut. Okay, we're all tied up.
Yep, we settle things with name that song lyrically. Up to 5 lines from a song. How many will you need, Candace?
How many will I need?
Yeah. Yes.
5.
She says all of them.
All of them, all right.
Naresh, can you do it in less than 5?
I'll try 3.
He says 3. Candace, you want to try it in less than 3 or make Naresh do it?
Naresh, what do you want?
This is the most charitable,
I know.
Not interesting way to go about this.
We're working together.
All right, we're just going to make Naresh do it in 3.
Okay, all right.
All right, here you go, here Naresh. We're going to need the name of this song.
Okay.
I believe the children are our future.
Oh.
Teach them well and let them lead the way. Show them all the beauty they possess inside.
What song is
Give
that?
Give them a sense of pride. To make it easier.
What?
And Candace is going to finish the song for you.
Candace is doing her own show.
I know it's Whitney Houston, but I always forget the name of the song.
And the song is...
I don't know.
Oh!
The greatest love of all.
Oh,
yes.
You'll know next time.
You would like to think so.
That was such a wild, weird game. Congratulations, Candace.
Yay!
Good job.
You're the winner.
Congrats.
You got Bush tickets. We had an enjoyable time. I'm not sure what happened here.
I don't either.
But it sure was fun.
It was a nice off.
Thanks for playing.
You all have a great day.
Woody and Jim Show, Totally Hits, 93.3.
It's Monday. Thanks for being with us. It's May the 4th. Be with you.
Star Wars Day.
Yes. Yeah, there'll be lots of nerdy things going on today, so just brace yourself.
Fun for Star Wars fans. For everybody who's not a Star Wars fan, it's Roll Your Eyes Day.
Yeah, it is, pretty much, right? How was our weekend?
It was good. I actually took it easy, did a little bit of yard work, stuff that needed to be done.
Mm-hmm.
Unsuccessfully put a new thermostat into my house.
What happened?
There was like, okay, I had one thermostat that kind of died. Yeah. So I got another one that was supposed to be compatible. And then as I followed the instructions, there was like still three wires hanging out there going, I have nowhere to go.
That's not good.
It was not good.
Those are not spare wires. Right. Oh, those are spares.
So I was able to find the old one that I had and order the same one because I know how that one goes together.
Okay.
I have to return the other one.
Did you get a smart one?
It is.
Was that what you were going for?
My thermostat will be smarter than I am.
Okay.
Yes. So, yeah, I will be able to change my temperature by 2 degrees from around the world.
Wait, when your thermostat died, what happens? Like, can you still adjust the temperature or are you just like suffering?
No, luckily the temperature has been such.
It was a beautiful weekend.
Yeah, it's not been hot or cold.
Yeah.
So that was lucky. It's just not working.
Okay.
And we were okay with
it. Picked a good weekend to be not working. Right?
Exactly.
I finally got to see the Michael movie. My girlfriend and I went to see that on Saturday. I cried. I had goosebumps.
You're a big Michael fan.
I loved it. I thought it was great. It was really, really well done. Also, I fixed a toilet. Because I was kind of manly over the weekend. As my girlfriend says, toilet won't flush. I went, let me at it. So I went in there and, I had used a couple rubber bands to get something.
Wow.
So I rigged it up pretty nice.
You are MacGyver.
I know. Also at a softball game with my granddaughter, Charlie. They had a 6-6 tie.
Oh. Did you play her?
No, I did not play her. No, I watched and yelled.
Yeah. Okay. You said you had a softball game with her, and I'm like, maybe you should pick on somebody your own size.
Let me at those 9-year-olds. I can kick some ass.
You losers.
Yeah! Perhaps I should have rephrased it, but it gives me a funny mental image, though. Adam, how was your weekend?
It was good. It was boring. I had lunch with the in-laws. On Sunday, so that was.
And how's your perilous. Relationship with them?
They're lovely people. They're wonderful, wonderful people. I love them to pieces. They're also just extremely awkward to talk to because we have nothing in common.
Oh, okay.
Like, I mean, you're talking like 70-year-old Indians and me, and I'm not Indian, so
you don't have a whole lot to chat about.
No, we talked a lot about. A bunch of boring things that I'm just trying to play it through. Just, I love them though. They are wonderful people. They're much nicer than my own parents.
So you're kind of floating above yourself, looking down, going, I wish I could help that man.
Yes.
Just trying to
absolutely.
Get through.
Absolutely. Feeling good, like I should.
When in the walk around the neighborhood. Pretty amazing story, something that's never been done before. There was a baby in Orlando, Florida. They found out for pre-examinations that it was going to have an issue, a rare condition where their airways would be blocked as soon as it was born.
Oh.
So they said, that doesn't look good. And of course, the parents were panicking and a little desperate.
Our baby was getting sicker and sicker, and we knew that we had to do something if there was anything to be done that could save Cassie's life.
We were on a race against time.
So the doctors decided, hey, if you're okay with it, we're going to try something we've never done before. And they actually went in and operated on the baby in the womb.
We were able to open mom's abdomen, her tummy, open the uterus itself, deliver only the baby's head outside of the uterus, expose the neck. Then we replaced the baby back into the uterus and we closed the uterus. And mom stayed in the hospital until delivery.
So they did that at 25 weeks, and then she stayed in the hospital for the remainder of the pregnancy, and the baby was born happy and healthy.
That's amazing.
First time it's ever. So actually, the baby was born twice.
That had to be so scary.
I know.
Right?
But amazing that they've come that far with medical science.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That yeah, that's they can cool. do an operation and then let the baby continue to grow until yeah. it's time to come out.
That's awesome.
That's incredible. If you want to see this story, you can go to the Totally Hits 93.3 or Woody and Jim Facebook page, or you can check out the Totally Hits 93.3 website, totallyhitsnashville.com. So we heard about the Spirit Airlines going out of business and just shutting down and people were stranded places.
Yeah, it was not a good deal.
They were an airline that shouldn't have survived. They went through bankruptcy several times in the last few years. So, I mean, we kind of saw it coming. Yeah. People had talked about it. Maybe the government was going to bail them out, but they didn't. And they just kind of stopped operations. Nobody was kind of told ahead of time. They just, all of a sudden, the flights were all canceled. One guy, this is rough, because pilots, when they retire, they have to retire at a certain age. For safety reasons, usually their last flight is a very special deal.
Right.
Okay, they have family members that fly with them, and usually there's kind of a pomp and circumstance as they say goodbye. If they're not going to be flying anymore.
Right.
This one pilot, he was about to fly on his final retirement flight.
Oh, no.
When Spirit Airlines shut down.
He was a Spirit pilot.
He was a Spirit pilot.
Wow.
And all that was gone.
That sucks.
So they took away his moment.
And to get home, he had to fly a different airline as a passenger.
Oh.
So he had to get onto a Southwest flight just to get home.
Oh, my God.
But since he had a family member there with him, and a family member who is a Southwest Airlines employee, his son tells the flight crew of the Southwest flight. They contacted the airport where they were flying to and said, hey, this guy missed his retirement goodbye.
Yeah, he missed his special moment. Yeah.
So they at that airport, when they landed, the fire trucks came out and gave a like water cannon salute into the air. And they'd like
That's
kind of
really
basically
cool.
go through the tunnel of water.
Wow.
And when he got off the flight, all the employees at the airport gathered along the tunnel and welcomed him as he got off the flight with champagne.
Oh, that's cool.
So his career of flying was kind of commemorated in a really nice way.
Oh, that's very cool.
I thought you were going to tell me they let him like land the plane.
No.
I guess that's illegal.
It was, yeah, that's illegal.
He's a licensed pilot, right?
He
had to sit in the regular pilot's lap to do it, like his training.
And go, wee!
Woo! Look at the water.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
Williamson County Sheriff's Department is warning of a scam that's going around. People are calling and claiming that you missed your jury duty. And there'll be fines, or you could be arrested unless you pay the fine right now over the phone to me. And they said, no, we don't call anybody like that. And that's a scam. So if you get it, I guess they try to make it sound so urgent that you have to do something immediately or the police will be at your door.
That happened to me.
Yeah.
They wouldn't let me off the phone.
Yeah.
They said I had to stay on the phone until I got to the courthouse. And I'm like, what was your plan? Like, are you going to, like, take my car? Like, what was...
Yeah. Yeah.
Hit you over the head and take your wallet? Yeah.
So they're saying, yeah, that's a scam. So just watch out for that.
They don't call people.
Yeah. And they also, I guess part of the phone call was that if you hang up, there'll be added, you know, like, charges.
Yes. That's what they said to me.
Yeah. They get you. They try to get you in an emotional fear moment.
I guess I better do something. We need Target gift cards.
Right? Well, speaking of fear, this is something that's got everybody just more than a little bit alarmed. There was a gunfight that broke out about 2:45 a.m. Saturday night, Sunday morning, near Rosa Parks Boulevard in a nightclub where nearly 60 shots were fired.
Wow. Holy crap.
And that's a large caliber.
Yeah. It sounded like something out of an action movie.
Yeah.
I guess the three people were hurt. Two are going to be okay. One's in serious but stable condition.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that's
just
awful.
Just crazy. Like, what are things coming to?
And they don't know
why. No kidding. Mm.
No, they're trying to figure it out. What caused the dispute?
That's so scary.
So Adam joins us here on the third mic. What you got?
So we've all been to Chick-fil-A and we've all heard My Pleasure.
Yes.
There's a gentleman in Grapevine, Texas, who was creating fake orders for mac and cheese and then refunding them to his personal credit card. They estimate that he got up to $80,000, stolen from the store. So he's in custody, but yeah, I don't know how you do that. How did he create the fake orders is my question, because it doesn't address that.
So this is an evil Chick-fil-A employee?
Apparently, yes.
Oh, my God, there is one.
And he had been fired a month before, but he was still coming in and doing all this. And I'm like, how did no one, like, hey, you don't work here anymore.
Yeah.
Right.
So, yeah.
Why did they not change all the codes that let you into a cash register?
I think it's like the nuclear code.
Yeah.
Like,
you know, right?
What's your key?
It'll be the door. It'll be the door's pleasure to hit you on the ass on the way out.
What are you guys doing the rest of the day?
So I have to start pre-tanning for vacation in a few weeks.
Oh,
so where's your destination?
We're going on a cruise to Cozumel and the Bahamas.
Nice.
Wow.
Just get away for a little while. And I'm also going to learn to use contacts, because I don't know how to use contacts.
Contact lenses.
Yep. I just got them last week, and I have not tried to put them in by myself yet without the doctor present.
It's super easy. Nobody has any trouble putting their finger in something into their eyeball.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I flinch when you like get near my eyeball, so I'm a little bit terrified, but we'll get there.
I can't wait to just get in there and start touching my eye.
Putting foreign objects in there.
It's fun.
It's easy. Nobody has any trouble at all.
My girlfriend started her new job today, and I promised that I would have dinner on the table when she gets home.
All right.
So what's for dinner?
We're having spaghetti tonight. So
nice.
I have to go to the store and get the spaghetti stuff.
Today you're using up your spaghetti recipe.
Yes.
Which is pour spaghetti sauce on spaghetti.
Well, yeah, but I made it. You know, I physically made it. I had to put it all together. You know, it's not like I'm being lazy.
I'm going to give you my recipe and see how that goes.
I'm going to crush tomatoes with my feet. What you doing, Joe?
I am going to attempt round two of install the new thermostat.
Ooh, good luck. Oh.
Yeah, did not go well Friday.
Yeah.
So today, I'll try again.
This will be your moment.
Fingers crossed for no extra wires this
time.
Where
do all these wires go? I have no idea.